The first Milken Awards were given out by the Milken Family Foundation in 1987, created by Lowell Milken. They're designed to celebrate educators who are furthering excellence in education. This is Arizona Edition, show number 50. I'm Lou Gumm. The Milken Foundation has given out more than 2,500 awards since 1987. It comes with a cash prize of $25,000 this year, and that's not a scholarship. That's for the recipient to use as they see fit. In the 2019-2020 award cycle, one Arizona educator was recognized, and he's right here in our neck of the woods. Today, we're talking with Omar Duran, principal of Southwest Junior High and a Milken Award recipient. He found out at a special surprise assembly at his school recently, and we'll talk a little bit more about that assembly in just a moment. But first, welcome, Omar Duran.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in. Before we talk about the Milken Foundation Award and that big surprise assembly, I want to just get to know you a little bit better.
Yes.
You are the principal at Southwest Junior High. Tell me a little bit about your background as a Yuma educator.
Well, I was born and raised here in the Yuma area. I was born in Yuma. I grew up in San Luis, Arizona, so I'm definitely a product of my own district. I went to school in Gadsden from third grade on. You know, went to high school at Kofa High School, came to AWC, did my associates here, and then I got the little bug to become an educator myself. So I had a turn of careers when I was 21. I started working in Cibola High School as an instructional aide for the special ed department, and that's where it really hit that that's what I wanted to do. And so I've been in the education field for, you know, 15, 17 years, if I count those years at Cibola.
When you got that first job, what was the draw?
The draw for me was the way we were able to differentiate instruction for our special education department. I am an English language learner. I believe I still am. And so
we all are, probably.
Right. So for me, it was really important to see how education needed to be, in a way, kind of broken down to really fit every student. And when I say every student, meaning special education, our ELL population. So that was something that really attracted me into becoming an educator, a teacher, per se.
And that adaptation, that nuance, is something that you may not know about until you see it in action.
Yeah, so I also had another career path. Growing up, I was a water safety instructor. So that also helped me kind of guide myself into wanting to become an educator of some sorts, just because as a water safety instructor, I was able to really do what I was seeing in at Cibola, you know, that differentiation to ensure that I'm able to reach every student that I had in front of me.
So what did you study when you decided, all right, I'm going to go into education? We're licensed to an educational institution, so I always like to hear the path people took to get where they went within education. So what did you study, and how did you get to where you are today?
So when I started my career, I did an associate's here in Arizona Western College. So my associate's is in business administration. You know, early on, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So my dad had a business, and I thought, well, I need to go and learn the business side of things. However, when I was applying for different jobs, like I said, I was hired at Cibola High School, and that's when it really turned for me. I applied to the education program here at NAU Yuma, and I did my bachelor's in elementary and education. From there, 4 years later, I was able to get my master's in, again, education with an emphasis in multicultural and bilingual. And again, that kind of started my career off. From that point on, 4 years ago, I finished my second master's in leadership. So that's when I jumped into becoming a principal.
And I always ask about that because sometimes young people think that you have to kind of go to school and stay in school until it ends, but you know, life comes into play, and sometimes you take breaks, and sometimes financially you need to parse it out a little bit. So everyone's path's a little different.
Oh, I agree 100% with that. I mean, and that's one of the messages that I give to not only my students, but also like my family. You know, I have a lot of nieces and nephews that are in the process of either, you know, going to high school or, you know, jumping into a college career. And so, you know, everyone's path is different. And so I did take the non-traditional way and having to work my way through, you know, going to school, changing careers a couple of times, but ultimately finding what I was, I guess, in a way here to do. And for me, that was education. So it's definitely been an experience. I was in the classroom as an elementary teacher for 7 years. After that, I was blessed to get the job as a master teacher, which is essentially an instructional coach. And so I've been able to really learn education in different stages. That definitely has helped me become hopefully a better principal, right? Because this is my third year as a principal, and every day is a new thing. The first year was amazing, but you're learning a lot. However, this is my third year, and I'm still learning a lot.
So. Well, and that's a transition in and of itself, right? To go from the classroom to the administrative office.
Yes.
What was that like for you, and why did you think that was a good next step for you?
You know what? It was really important to kind of see what I could do as an administrator. Initially, to me, being in the classroom was everything. I never saw myself becoming an administrator. But if you want change, you kind of have to go in and also make some change. And so to me, that was the thing that propelled me. How much can I do? Also, I knew that my impact was limited in the classroom in the sense, you know, I had my 30 students in front of me for a full year, and I knew exactly what I needed to do to get them, to meeting their goals. Becoming a principal, in a way, is kind of like opening up the spectrum a little more and trying to impact in a bigger scale, per se.
Talk a little bit about the role of the principal. I mean, we all have our sort of in our mind what a principal is, maybe from movies or maybe our own experiences when we were young. What is the role of the principal today? Has it changed since maybe when we were kids?
You know what? I believe so. I really come into the role of a principal with a teacher perspective still. You know, like I'm an educator, I'm a teacher at heart. And so I do bring that along with me. I feel I'm compassionate in the sense that I understand where the teacher's coming from with all the struggles that teachers go through. As well, I do understand the struggles that our students are coming in. I love professional development in that sense. I was part of the professional development team from our district for a couple of years. And so that really developed me in becoming, in becoming a person that's able to turn around and provide teachers with some strategies that potentially they can turn around and use them in their classroom. So it has changed from being like closed doors, disciplinarian,
right,
into more of a let's kind of get dirty together and really see what we can do together as a team to ensure that we reach the goals that were set.
Are you like the mayor of the school?
You know what? I'm someone that likes to intermingle myself with students and teachers and the community, per se. That's my community. Mr. Reyes, he's our vice principal. He's an amazing guy. So we both kind of, walk around and really appreciate the work that's being done in our school. So,
talk a little bit about your school now. So, Southwest Junior High in San Luis, Arizona. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at your school.
You know what? There's a lot of great things happening in our school, in our district. One of the great things about our school is that we have an amazing partnership with Johns Hopkins University through their CTY program, which is Center for Talented Youth. We send hundreds of students for the past 10 years to their summer program, where our students are able to experience summer programs around our nation. Students go, Santa Cruz, California, all the way to Rhode Island. So great opportunities that, students within our community definitely appreciate. With that type of opportunity, I mean, we're opening their eyes to what's out there. So that's definitely something that we have going for us as a school and as a district, because I will tell you that even though we only have 7th and 8th grade students, that program really covers, we've sent 5th graders to Rhode Island. So it's pretty amazing that we're able to see that. Within our school, we have a great, educational program, obviously, but we have a really amazing high math loop that we have to ensure that our students are able to, reach those math levels that are necessary. We teach ACT level classes. We have an amazing team that prepares our students for that. Actually, as a matter of fact, tomorrow We're testing, we're doing ACT testing in our campus. We have about 400 students from our district and also from our neighboring high school that we'll be attending. So we pride ourselves in higher education at Southwest for sure, and in our district.
Well, you say we only have 7th and 8th graders as if that's not a challenging population.
Right.
Most people's view of 7th and 8th graders is challenging. Young adolescence is tough. What would surprise people about today's junior high school students?
You know what? Like I said, I come from the background of elementary. All my career before becoming a principal was at an elementary level. So what's surprising is that, our 7th and 8th graders do want the structure. You know, they do miss the structure from elementary. Our students are coming from schools where they're self-contained within a classroom with one teacher for 6 years. So now they come into a new environment. And they not only have to grapple with the idea of a new environment, changing, they're growing up. There's other things that are happening that...
And they're more responsible for getting themselves to different places on campus.
Exactly. So now the whole dynamic of education for them has changed. So they're very resilient. There's a period of change that we have to make sure that they get accustomed to as they come in. But once they're in our campus... They're resilient. They are challenged, and they like what we're doing at Southwest.
What would you say is the strength of today's junior high students?
The strength is the want to be there. I think that the strength also within our school is the dynamic between the teacher and the student. It's really important to make those connections early on with our students to ensure that we provide students with the opportunity to learn something that's important to them.
Well, we're going to talk about why you got a Milken Award and we're going to explain a little bit more about what that is too for our listeners in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. We're talking to Omar Duran, principal at Southwest Junior High School in San Luis, Arizona, also a Milken Award Foundation winner. So a couple weeks ago, an assembly's called at your school, by the way, at your own school. You're in charge. How did you not know what the purpose of this assembly was?
You know what? It's funny that you say that. After the award, and I'll get to that. But after the award, people would say, like, how didn't you know that it was for yourself?
Well, this strange group came in and said, we want to take over your assembly.
But you know what it is? Our school, we're blessed to have a school that's really centered within our community. So our entire district really uses our school for different things. We do professional development there at the district level. We do our Christmas programs there. So our school is in reality is like a community, civic community center in that way. So it wasn't something that I was thinking it was specifically for me or for our school. It was more like, someone, a special guest is coming to our town and they're going to utilize our school for it. So I knew weeks before that a special guest was coming. We still didn't know who that person was. They had specific requirements as to how the setup needed to be. So we just wanted to make sure that everything went really well. So that was my focus. My superintendent, Dr. Aguilera, called me the night prior and said, you know what? You're basically going to run the show, but I still can't really give you who this special guest is. And I'm like, okay, great. So feeling a little nervous, wanting to make sure that everything is fine. I did talk to the staff about it. I did talk to the students about it because due to the special setup, I needed to make sure that all students fit. And so we practiced how they were going to come in and sit down and everything. Yet we didn't know who it was. So I built that, curiosity in everyone, right? The morning of, Dr. Aguilera approaches me and says, you will be presenting our state superintendent, Kathy Hoffman. I'm like, great. So now I know,
Now you know who the guest is, right?
Yeah. So in my head, I'm thinking, great. I needed a minute to, kind of think about what I was going to say in regards to her visit. And there was obviously an agenda that I needed to follow. So my focus was just to make sure that was a good show, that we were doing something that everyone would be proud of. And yes, I did see... it was going to be Kathy Hoffman and special guest. So when I did see, Mr. Milken coming in and everyone else, I was really honored that they were in our school, but yet I had no idea.
Had you heard of the Milken Foundation before?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I mean, our district is partnered with NIT and TAP, which is a system that we have not only to support our teachers within the classroom and building them up to be even better teachers, but it also is an evaluative piece that we have. So we've been doing that for the past 10 years. And so, yes, we knew about the award, but again, in that sense, I never thought it was going to be me or anyone in our school. So yeah.
What I like about the foundation and the way they approached it, even with us, so we didn't know who was going to get an award. They just told us that, well, first they told us that it was going to be at a local school, mm-hmm. and we should be prepared on this date. And then it was, okay, here's the school, but we won't tell you what time yet. And then it was, okay, here's the time, here's the place, here's who's going to be there, but we won't tell you who's winning this award. And then we didn't even know until after you'd won it. Then they sent out another press release and let everyone know. So they played it close to the vest. And what I also liked is their idea that it's sort of the Oscars of teaching, right?
Awesome.
They made a big deal of giving you that award on that day.
I mean, they truly made me feel incredibly special. To say that I was surprised, like I mentioned before, it's an understatement. I mean, I was so surprised about it. In my head, when the whole thing was playing off, I really was excited because someone was going to get an award. I had my own ideas as to who, because honestly, Lou, there's great things happening within our district. I mean, there's great educators, not only in my school. I'm always going to give a shout out to all of my teachers, but within our district, we're doing great things. We're very focused. We're data driven. We love professional development to ensure that the teachers are ready to tackle those things that we have to do in the classroom. So in my head, I'm thinking, like, there's so many people that could get this award. So when my name was announced, I didn't even want to get up from my seat because I couldn't believe it. It was amazing.
What did they tell you, maybe in private with Mr. Milken? What did they tell you about why you were chosen? Because no one gets nominated for this. You can't put anyone's name forward. It's just sort of their own thing.
Right. So what they said, and after a while, I was also able to read some information regarding the award. And it's someone, they select someone who is early to mid-career, who has aspirations to continue to have a louder voice, per se, in the realm of education. And so to me, I mean, that is a huge responsibility and a great honor that they saw that in me, because it does give our community a voice, a louder voice, because we're definitely doing great things in San Luis. And so bringing this kind of attention to San Luis and to our district and my school is quite the honor. And I do carry that responsibility. I am thinking in the future what I'm going to be doing. And so it all has to do with education. And I'm just really, really proud of it.
We only have a few minutes left, and I want to encourage everyone to just do a search engine of Milken Award San Luis, and not only will you see a video of Omar Duran getting the award at San Luis High School, there are some really inspirational videos of people getting the award from around the country that are really uplifting and fun to watch. So I encourage you to go do that. But I want to ask you, since I have you here, you know, in this state, there are a lot of challenges for public education. There's a lot of chatter about public education from political leaders. What, when you hear all of that, does it hit on directly, and what does it miss?
You know what? You know, it's our state culture in regards to education. It's a little dicey in the way that we're really finding what's appropriate in pay for our teachers and funding for our schools. However, it's something that we understand it's happening. We are supportive as a district with any of the movements that are obviously positive for our teachers, but we really focus within our school and
you still have to work every day.
We still have to work, and we still have to inspire. We still have to give our best, and that's what all of our teachers are doing within our school.
What can the community do to help your school?
The community has been really vocal about supporting our teachers. And so they, you know, with the whole Red for Ed movement, our community was, you know, so supportive, and they have a strong voice. A lot of our community members work within our district. So we have those two parallel things happening.
What brings you hope? You're a Milken Award winner now. They hope that you'll take this into the future. You're supposed to now attend a big conference in Indianapolis, right?
Yes, the Milken Educator Award Forum is happening in Indianapolis the last week of March, and I'm really excited. That's a great opportunity to, you know, meet the other winners and really network with each other and share our stories and see what other, you know, districts around the nation are doing. And so I'm really excited about that opportunity.
And the philosophy behind that is that you'll have that cohort group for the rest of your career now.
Yeah. So, you know, as I was celebrating the award, several messages and letters came in saying, you know, welcome to the family. So it's definitely humbling to be part of that amazing group.
And you did get a prize, and I don't want to get too personal about your money situation, but did you do something special?
Not yet, I will. I will definitely celebrate with my school and my students. There's something that we're going to be doing with them. But in reality, I do want to go back to school. It's been something that I've been aspiring to pursue a doctorate program. And so these funds will definitely help out.
Well, Omar Dhron, principal at Southwest Junior High, it's been a real pleasure to have you in. If anyone wants to know more about the Gadsden School District, there's a website that you can learn more about this innovative district.
Yes. So it's GESD32.org. That's our district website, and you can click around and find all of our amazing schools there.
Omar, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
All right, this is KAWC. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with us. This is Arizona Edition.